G'day. Today in episode 478 of Trent 365, I chat with brand guru Martin Lindstrom about the role of collaboration, gamification, and research and development in building a strong brand. Something that they haven't seemed to have done a lot of, if at all. I mean, gamification of their platform doesn't seem to work. And I also haven't seen them, and they may have, but I haven't seen them really go after a terribly younger demographic. I mean, everyone, all the stats say that the kids are growing up fatter and slower and unhealthier in a lot of ways. You know, maybe targeting kids, and you've got to be careful, I guess, but a kid strategy maybe would have been a smart play too, no?
I think there's a lot of different spaces that could operate in. First of all, think about this, that Fitbit and Apple Watch are both two major competitors to Weight Watchers today, based on the fact that Fitbit is counting the numbers of steps you're taking, and really Apple Watch is doing something similar. So now you have this whole digital space entering into their core and trying to gamify their whole business. The problem is that the Apples of the world have access through music to their younger audiences. And they also are seen as a younger brand. So yes, you're right. They are likely to lose that whole new audience, which is going to be the migration to them surviving for the next generation. They're going to lose that. If I was Weight Watchers, what I would have done is probably three things. I would have stayed focused on the loss of weight type of focus. And what I would have done is to say, let's invent completely new ways of losing weight. I'll give you an example. Today we know that there's lots of different types of new fruits and vegetables identified around the world which have benefits which we didn't know about just 10 years ago. Yeah. Weight Watchers should be the first to introduce that into the supermarkets. Weight Watchers should be present in menu cards in restaurants. Weight Watchers should be where consumers are. They're not at the moment. Second, I would gamify almost everything. I will team up with the Apples of the world. I'll team up with Fitbit. I'll team up with all sorts of different applications in the gaming area in order to make sure that they actually have a credit scoring rate going back and forth, and people can compare apples against apples. So the system is compliant and really work well together. That's the second thing I would do. And the third thing I'll do is, as you're saying, to focus on a younger audience and have the younger people in schools be activated around this. So they start to learn how to eat healthier, but also so the program for people which may not be super healthy at a young age slowly is being made aware of this is a way for you to get a nice body, even though you are very young. So I think those whole aspects is what they probably should have focused on. What they're doing right now seems slightly schizophrenic to me and seems a little bit like they're trying to gain traction among the investors rather than the customers. I've been singing with